On Tuesdays at this time, we like to check in with our friends from Community Teamwork Incorporated. They always have a lot going on, helping folks in need here in the Merrimack Valley and partnering with, dozens, if not hundreds of other organizations that are doing good in our community. One of them is the local farmers market, which Community Teamwork is proud to sponsor. It takes place each Friday from noon to 5 p.m. here in the city of Lowell through the month of October. It's at beautiful Lucy Larkin Park in downtown Lowell. Community Teamwork Incorporated reminds you that Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover are all accepted, as are WIC, SNAP, EBT, and senior coupons. As CTI says, this is the best time of year to eat fresh, eat healthy, and eat local at the Lowell Farmers Market every Friday from noon to 5 p.m. So that's just one very important community thing that Community Teamwork Incorporated is involved with. Another one is their partnership with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and they have an upcoming golf tournament. My favorite time of year to golf is the fall, and that's when they're having their tournament. Joining us in studios right now to talk a little bit more about that and give you an opportunity, because there are a few spots available for golfers, is Bridget Quinn, the director of the Volunteer Center at CTI. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I think you have now surpassed everybody else for most visits to the morning show.
I think so.
What'd you do wrong? What are you doing wrong in your job? That
I think I'm the new one on board, so that probably is helping me a lot.
Low man on the totem pole.
And I'll be back with
you
next week, so I'm getting quite used to this.
Did they warn you about Teddy, or did they just let you figure it out?
I wouldn't say warn. I think that's a little harsh. I would say, you know.
But justified.
They wanted her to find out by herself. Mm-hmm. So how long, of a recap for those who might not have heard your prior appearances, how long have you been with CTI and as their director of Volunteer Center?
I've been with them almost a year now, but I have been working with the Big Brother, Big Sister agency for probably over 12 years now through other programs. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly a big passion of mine for this particular program.
So it's a natural fit that you would come in to talk about the Big Brothers Big Sisters golf tournament, which takes place on I'm confused now. I used to know this as a kid. Is it the last day of summer or first day of fall, September 21st?
I think it's first day of fall.
First day of fall, right? But now all these equinoxes keep changing on us now, and what used to be the 21st now sometimes is the 22nd. I don't know. We know the golf tournament is on September 21st. Where are you holding it this year?
We are holding it at Sky Meadow in Nashua.
I haven't played that course in about a decade. I love that course.
And they've been fantastic. They are really a great place to work with, and they put on a great dinner and lunch. So we're really excited to be able to be back with them again. And we do it on Thursdays, which is a little different than most golf tournaments. So we're hoping that this will help a lot of people kick off their weekend and help support a great cause.
Certainly. And Big Brothers, Big Sisters, how many people does it service in the area now? How many kids?
We service probably right now about 45, because we've had some graduate out, and we have a lot coming back on board, new coming on board. But our need far surpasses what
I was going to say. You still don't have enough Big Brothers and Big Sisters, so you're always looking for volunteers.
Absolutely.
What does someone need? What's the ideal Big Brother or Big Sister to a child?
Basically, someone who wants to make a positive impact in a young person's life. Many people get confused and think that they need to tutor the child or, provide things like that. That is not what this mentoring program is about. It's really to provide a positive, caring adult friendship and be a positive impact in a young person's life. So, a couple times a month, we ask for a year commitment from the families and from the mentors, because anything less than that has proven to be more harmful to a young adult.
Do you have to be an adult yourself to be a Big Brother, Big Sister? 18, driver's license, or can it be, somebody of similar age, a high school kid that's under 18?
Well, right now, our program is one-on-one mentoring, and we do require them to be an adult with a driver's license. But we are looking to expand our program into maybe college students or high school students to do different programs.
You also mentioned families. Is it kind of cool? Is it kosher to kind of have a whole family get involved, a family with multiple children and have multiple big brothers and big sisters working with a thing? Or is it just the one-on-one thing that you're concentrating on right now?
We have had that, but they do have the one-on-one. So if there are multiple children in one family, they would each have their own mentor.
Okay. So one-on-one is an important part of that relationship and the benefits of it, from what I'm gathering.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said you look for like a year commitment?
Yes.
Can somebody do more than a year?
Absolutely. And most do, because once they build that relationship, both find that it's really beneficial to both of them.
And you can have a more than a year relationship with the same child, or do you have to?
Yes.
Can you do multiple children?
We don't really recommend that, especially if it's a new big who, you know, is just starting out in this, because we really want them to be able to focus and build that relationship with their one child mentee. But sometimes when we do have mentors that have done it for a long time, they are able to do that effectively.
Fair enough. 825 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Community Teamwork Incorporated's Bridget Quinn. She is the director of the Volunteer Center, and she is here to talk about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, in particular one of their big fundraisers of the year, their annual golf tournament. Takes place Thursday, September 21st at Sky Meadow. Beautiful Sky Meadow. I think it's contractually in there. If you say Sky Meadow, you have to say beautiful Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. Is it a morning or afternoon tournament, Bridget?
It's registration will start at 11, okay. Tee time at 12.
Perfect. So it is through the afternoon. So you even have a couple of hours to get into work in the morning if you
Absolutely.
Must. Very rare that there are still a few golfing spots available.
Yes, so that's why you really need to get in touch with us and get your spot filled. So
I would be there in a heartbeat, except I'm afraid Mrs. Teddy P would hang me if I'm not out there running last-minute wedding errands. So if anybody out there is listening and they'd like to do some fall golfing under nice, cool, refreshing skies as opposed to those hot and humid skies of June, July, and August, how can they register for the tournament?
They can go right online to our website at Community Teamwork, and there's a link there that they can connect to and register right there. If they'd rather contact us directly, they can certainly do that as well.
Now, is it room for just individual golfers, or can I put together a foursome? Can a business get involved?
Absolutely.
So there is room for foursomes as well. Awesome. You'll probably never say no to any businesses that want to sponsor the tournament, whether they want to have golfers or not, right?
Absolutely not. If you are not a golfer, please feel free to donate. We absolutely appreciate that above anything else.
Raffle prizes, silent auction. You looking for some of those as well?
We will have raffles. I don't believe we're going to do a silent auction this year, but that may change.
Okay.
Things happen very quickly towards the end.
So if somebody would like to donate like a pair of Patriots tickets to like a game against the Dolphins or something
Absolutely.
In the future, you'll take those as well?
We will take anything. It would be greatly appreciated.
That's fantastic. And one more time, how do people register for the tournament? Or if they'd like to just sponsor the tournament, tee signs, cart signs, a number of different opportunities, I would imagine. How do they do so, Bridget?
They can go right online to www.comteam.org/special events, and our event will pop right up.
Fantastic. And are you looking for volunteers? Since you are the director of the Volunteer Center, do you need people out there to kind of help with registration, to monitor the, I don't know, hole-in-one contests or whatever else you might have, or simply just to greet people and entertain them?
Well, we're very lucky to have such a great staff, so we've had quite a few already volunteer, but if anyone is interested, they can certainly get in touch with us, and if we have any spots available, we can certainly put them in there as well.
All righty. Bridget Quinn, Director of the Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure always ours, and don't forget that farmers market as well, that is also sponsored by and promoted by CTI. Every Friday, right through the end of October, from noon to 5 p.m., eat locally, eat healthy, and eat fresh.